25 WLO.
This is W4ATP. Go ahead.
Okay, 85 WLO. Good morning. Just turning the radios on for the morning.
This is Whiskey 4 Alpha Tango Papa. Right now receiving reports of gas stations, grocery stores, drug stores, things like that, that are open in people's local areas or on their commutes into work.
Unknown currently this morning, but I know yesterday I saw the Publix on Wade Hampton, the Harris Teeter on Old Spartanburg area. Both of those grocery stores were open with lines. Gas stations was Harris Teeter gas station, Old Spartanburg, Hudson Corners, and Speak stations. I'm sure there's others out there, but they were running low on fuel yesterday.
Thanks for that information. This is W4ATP. I've gotten a pretty good list so far. There was a gentleman earlier driving south on 85, pretty much from Gaffney down. Last report I got from him was about Powdersville, but got reports from him along the way there, and then also from another gentleman in the Greer area, also someone in Simpsonville. So definitely appreciate the reports coming in. W4ATP.
WTJKT, got one more for one last one for you, Tom.
All right, this is W4ATP. Go ahead.
Devin, there are two Exxon stations, a BP, and a stop a minute. They all appear to be open and have fuel. BP was showing zero price on diesel, so that, I don't know if that means they were out or what, but it's good services available here at exit 27, and I am destinating here at the Innovation Center, so this will be my last one for the morning. I should be back on the home commute around 2 o'clock this afternoon, so what I see, I will be happy to communicate then. Anyway, thanks for what you're doing this morning, Tom. Just looking at all the line vehicles here staged at the big parking lot at exit 27. Looks like they got a day ahead of them, but you have a great day, and thanks again for helping everybody out, and we'll maybe talk to you this afternoon on my way home. This is W2JKT.
And this is W4ATP. Greatly appreciate the information. Monitoring.
I'll be in the Taylor's area today, if and I'll be monitoring as much as possible, but I'm not going to guarantee if batteries will hold up. KA5WLO clear, 7-3.
Of Northwest South Carolina will be temporarily be off the air into the start of the week. The site may be up and down with the broadcast. Service will be fully restored as soon as possible. We apologize for the listeners. These are the 6 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time observations on Monday, September 30th. At the Asheville Airport, it was cloudy. Humidity 93%.
W4ATP, station trying to get into the repeater, please try again. I heard keying up, and then I heard a partial word, that's all. W4ATP.
KO4HKX.
HKX, go ahead.
Hey, we've been having a lot of that on this repeater, so you just kind of got to ignore most of that because there's bleed in from somewhere else. And we haven't been able to figure that out.
For ATP, thanks for the info. Monitoring.
Tom, I believe it is. I'll be heading down shortly here to get set up and get everything opened up on my end.
All right, very good. I've been taking reports from folks traveling 85 and a few other areas regarding fuel, so I've gotten some good info and already forwarded that to Columbia. W4ATP.
Roger that. I've been monitoring this morning, so I'm up here with my son now, so I'll be making my trip down here shortly. KO4HK, clear.
4-7-LK.
KO4HK.
Mr. Patrick, KO4MUF. hold it. I just wanted to say hello to everybody.
85 WLL.
I'm going to step to the side. I'm here with my son, so you gentlemen have a good day and be safe out there, and I'll be on the radio shortly. KO4HKX.
Patrick, 85 WLL. Good morning, guys.
Hey, I'll be around, but monitoring, and I'll be available if I'm needed. So, M4ZFK. See you guys later.